Good morning, all. I hope you can hear me all right. Welcome back. I must say how pleasant it is to see everybody in person once again after this quite long break. Having our meetings on Zoom at home, but it's good to see you all in person. Do we have any apologies for absence?
We have apologies from Councillor McGarry.
Any declarations of interest? No. Nope. Do we have any urgent business that has been brought before the meeting under Rule 12?
We don't, Chairman.
The minutes of the previous meeting held on the 9th of March 2021. Those have been circulated, as you're aware. So can I have a proposer for those minutes, please? Councillor Fletcher. And Councillor, seconded by Councillor Wildman. All those in favour of the minutes? Any against? Any abstentions? One abstention. Those minutes are approved. Item 5, the extension of the private hire Hackney carriage vehicle licence following the COVID-19 epidemic. I now invite the enforcement manager to speak.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. You will recall I previously brought two reports before you for the extension of the private hire and Hackney carriage vehicle licences following the COVID-19. We've received three individual vehicle proprietors they've approached us, the licensing team, to request further extensions to the age limits of licensed vehicles. At 3.8 of the report, you will see we have broken down the figures for the months leading up to and including December. We're asking the committee to once again consider if there should be an extension to vehicle licences. Previously, you've granted 4 months on each occasion. At 8.2, you will see we have given some options for the committee to consider. So we would like to ask the committee to consider the information contained in the report and whether there should be further extensions to vehicle licences and also what that period of extension should be. And the chosen options are there for you to consider. Thank you.
I'm out of practice. Does anybody have any comments after the report? Councillor Ackroyd.
Thank you, Chair. Margaret, when you've got the figure for 11 vehicles for May, are those all the vehicles that have come due over that period, so from April 20 to now, if you like? That's just a total of 11 vehicles. So some of those could be quite old, if you like. They're older than normal, much older.
Yeah, they'll be reaching their 7 and 10.
Okay, so then it's obviously going to accumulate much more, isn't it, as we go on from that?
Well, the figures that we've got, if people have bought other vehicles on,
If people have bought other vehicles on, then yes. Yeah.
There could be more, but these are the figures we've got at the moment.
So we're actually looking at it accelerating quite a lot during the latter months.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any comments to make? Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Chair. I'd be concerned to extend the period yet again. The fact that we've had just three applications from taxi drivers to extend the period, when for May, June and July we've got 37 vehicles that are going to be needing relicensing, suggests to me that there isn't a real demand, and it's a very small minority of taxi drivers who I've got an issue with this, and I use my eyes, and empirical observation suggests to me that taxis are very prevalent on our streets at the moment and have been for the last 6 months. There are more taxis I see than private vehicles. So when they say that the trade has been slow, I'm not quite sure I believe it. And to me, I don't think we need to actually extend this period any longer. I think they've had sufficient time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Faulkner. Does anybody else have any views on these extension? Councillor Fletcher.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chair. I don't normally disagree with Councillor Faulkner, but I do on this occasion. I think it's important that we give these people a chance. Yeah, there are plenty of taxis on the road, but I'm sure the business isn't as good as it could be, or as it will be, all the bans are lifted. So I would propose that we extend it until the 31st of December.
Yes, it appears to me that especially the late night town trade licences are not in as much demand as they will have been in the past. So that's something to take on board. Anybody else, any comments? Councillor Sylvester.
Thank you, Chair. The 11 that were due in May, how many of those have renewed, please? No, I was just trying to get a view whether.
I would assume that majority of them.
Okay, thank you.
Would have taken up the option.
Okay. Right, does anybody have a proposal for this?
I've made one.
That is a proposal?
Yeah.
That you continue the. For
extension until 31st of December.
And extension until the 31st of December. Do I have a seconder for that proposition? Yes, Councillor Jones. Any comment? Right, all those in favour of that? Any against? Oh, my apologies. If you could, those in favour, please raise your hand again. Okay, those against? And any abstentions? Thank you very much, everybody. So that is, in fact, carried, of course, yes. So. Before we depart, Margaret has just got some information she'd like to bring to us.
Next page.
Sorry, did I catch you out there?
No, it's okay. It just doesn't seem to want to leave for some bizarre reason.
Okay. I wanted to speak with you this morning about our emissions policy for taxis. You may remember in December 2019, we consulted on changes to the taxi policy, and part of that included the emissions, and we adopted it in February 2020. Part of the consultation and approved policy centred around emissions of licensed vehicles of the Euro standards 4 for petrol engines and Euro 6 for diesel engines. And it stated that as of the 1st of April 2022, all licensed vehicles must be Euro 4, Euro 6 compliant. It was considered at that time an appropriate response to government legislation, and it allowed those currently licensed to prepare for the future, and it also assisted in the long-term objective of reducing pollution across the borough. The trade were consulted, and we've now had since 2020 to prepare for this implementation. However, due to the COVID pandemic and economic issues faced by the trade, it's resulted in a letter being received by the licensing team, and the letter is requesting a delay to the implementation of the emissions policy And they've actually now instructed a solicitor to act on their behalf with regard to this matter. So, in general terms, the letter presented the difficulties faced by the drivers during the pandemic, their inability to earn and save money, and the pressures on their mental health and their families. Other authorities, such as Lichfield, have a same date as us, April 2022, and Newcastle and other authorities are just allowing their age limits to expire, so ours would be 7 and 10. Newcastle Underline, for example, they've got an 8-year age policy, so they'll just let theirs expire. So what we're looking for today, we're bringing the matter to your attention. We're not aiming to change the policy today, but we're just aiming to get a general view from the committee, as we've got to respond back to the solicitor that's been instructed by the trade. And we're therefore asking your views on the subject and consideration as to how we progress. So I'm happy to take comments or answer questions.
Any comments, anybody? If we did a natural progression, how long would that take, longer than the implemented timescale we have now?
Yes, it would take us to 2025 for ours to expire. Mm-hmm. Some authorities have got 2025 as their end date. However, that was pre-pandemic. It's not because of the pandemic that that was put right. in place. It was pre.
Yeah.
So Derby have got that, but they've got the clean air zone coming in.
Yes,
Birmingham's has already come in. And St Caulfield, I'm aware, that came in on the 1st of June. So any of our vehicles travelling now through those zones will have to pay. If they're not Euro compliant, we'll have to start and pay for the privilege of travelling through Birmingham. And obviously, they haven't had the airport runs that they would have had ordinarily.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, or the business runs that they might have had previously, but with flights taking off now, I would be assuming that things would pick up from that perspective.
Yeah.
But we are in this situation where we have been challenged on our policy, and we do need to make a response.
Mm-hmm. So, Councillor Wildman.
Thank you, Chair. I think my worry is regarding emissions. We've just voted for an extension to replace the older vehicles, and obviously, as we all know, the older vehicles that you get produce more of the dangerous emissions that we're trying to stop. So I think we've got to be very careful, you know, when we keep moving the vehicle replacement scheme months and months, because the older these vehicles get, as we all know, that they pump out far more emissions. So that's all I've got to say, really. I just think we just need to remember that as we're going forward.
Mm. Any other comments?
I think naturally, as they're looking to change their vehicles anyway, if they're having to start paying, they're naturally going to think about changing their vehicles within a reasonable timescale, I'd have thought.
Mm.
Because they're not going to want to keep paying, are they? But they have had a whole year out. So yeah, it's going to be a juggling act on that, I think. Just due to the fact that their vehicles are going to have to be changed, and they're going to bring it forward naturally themselves.
And I think it's what we're all aware that once they've got a vehicle, they must be preparing to buy their next vehicle anyway. It's something that must be always in the foremost of their mind, their next vehicle. So you'd think they would have made for future planning for that. Any other comments? No, so by that, I take it people would like us to continue with our original decision.
Yes, we can progress and go back to council with that information. I think we just wanted to get your take on it, and whether you want us to present a report to you again for consideration. Or...
Well, yes, I would think that would be the way the best.
The two we're getting is not.
Oh.
If it's the case that I'm reading the room correctly, we are continuing with both our stated taxi policy and also the action plan that's attached to the Declaration of Climate Change Emergency. So I think that we do have sufficient to go back to the barrister who's acting for the trade.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. That's the licensing meeting over then, and thank you all for attending, coming to see us, and